Welcome, welcome, welcome to this beautiful online masterclass with Tristan Truscott and Peter Ragnar. And if you have found yourself here, welcome. Welcome to this beautiful session where we're all going to share the love. And we are going down the path of the good morning, good evening Qigong training. Peter and I have been basically going off the deep end, sharing a lot about the blueprint, at about every single step, the six steps of the program, and then the nuances to every single exercise at every single step of the way. And we're here for you to answer any questions that you have about your Qigong practice, no matter what they are. And we also realize that some of you are just getting started right now. We want to welcome you. Thank you for being a part of the Qigong family and putting your trust in us with this practice. It's an honor, a true honor, and I know Peter feels that way, and I'm going to introduce Peter to you in a moment for some of you who have not met him yet. Peter is my partner on this program and dear, dear friend and a true master of walking the talk. He lives Qigong. It's his every breath has got Qigong infused into it, and we'll talk more about really the essence behind what this Qi is on today's call. So we're actually in week Let's see, what are we in here? We are in week five. Wow, we're already on the fifth week. We're going through the good evening Qigong section. And last week we discussed cleansing the Qi. And I know we went deep into your environment and how important it is to have things and sounds and smells in your environment that begin the cleansing of the Qi process before you even do the first movement of squeezing and releasing and getting the stagnant energy out of the body. And we got some wonderful feedback from that particular call. So thank you guys for writing in your questions. At this point, I'd like to introduce you to Peter. And Peter and I are going to be discussing calming the Qi this week. And we're going to take you through the three exercises in this section. So welcome, Peter, and thank you, as always, for making the time to be here with us.
Oh, well, thank you, Tristan. It's been a real pleasure, and you know, this has been so exciting with all of our new friends, and especially the results that people have been reporting. That's fabulous.
Yeah, it's a constant stream of beautiful reciprocation. When you and I sat down to not only create that webinar for everyone, so we could introduce this program to the world, but then finally get it in their hands, they are letting us know that they feel like they're up in the mountain training with us. And I love that, because that's exactly what I wanted. I wanted them to feel like they're part of the family, and that's what's happening here. So what a blessing. We've got a lot of stuff to cover today, Peter, because knowing you and I, we're going to go deep here. We're going to get really into calming the Qi this week. And you and I, we were in the Zen cottage when this was being filmed, and there's a move that we begin with, which we call Tai Chi arms. It's the first movement out of the Tai Chi form. And the hands are literally just floating up because we've already done the cleansing, and we've done the tension and relaxation and the sponge process. We've done the shaking and the grounding and the fast breathing to get the energy flowing. And then we've been holding that posture that we call cleansing the waterfall. And the body, like any waterfall, as the water falls down, the pool fills up with energy and with negative ions that's being created by that flow. And I experience that my arms, Peter, just start to float up without any effort on the first pass of Tai Chi arms. Can you explain to us that phenomenon? Because it's phenomenal.
It really is. I think, Tristan, a very easy way to understand that is that wherever we put the mind, wherever we place our attention, the Qi follows. And the Qi manifests itself as intention. Now, I'll give you a simple way to understand this. If you stand between a door jamb and you press your arm with your arm down at your side by your hip, and you try to raise that arm up. Well, it can't go up, obviously, because the door jamb is stopping it. But all you have to do is take a step. After you've tried to push that arm up, and it won't go, but you take a step forward, and the arm will raise by itself. Now, that's the power of the intention. Your intention was to move the arm. Well, what moves your arm is not your physical strength. It's the chi. And that allows the arm to move automatically by itself. Now, especially in this calming of the chi, if you imagine a string being tied to your wrist, an invisible string, and it's just picking it up as if your arms were just like ribbons or flexible like a rope. It doesn't take any muscular contraction. You allow the energy to raise your arms. And as time goes on and you get more experienced in doing this, you'll start to notice what you will consider involuntary movements of the body. And this actually goes back a long, long way, thousands of years, to when they first discovered how Qigong and energy actually worked. Working with the energy, the ancients discovered that the body will move on its own in a particular way. And when they focused on the energy, on the chi, the body gave them the forms. And then they took the forms and they designated the forms as a Qigong practice. Now, this is just very, very fascinating because your body will move automatically. And that's what this practice is designed to allow you to do. So, you know, after you go through the four-week course, it's not about necessarily, well, okay, what's point one, point two? Your body does it. Your body has a memory. It remembers and it takes over, and you just basically you're sitting in for the ride.
It's so important also what you're talking about, because on the surface we can look at the physicality of the Qigong movements and work on getting those right and the posture and all of that, and that's important. But that's just the beginning phase, really, of moving the chi. You mentioned how we're going inside using the mind, and wherever the mind goes, the chi flows. And that is really what Qigong means. It's an inner skill. It's an internal martial art. It's not external. You're combining the external movements with the breath, but we must bring the mind into the equation. We're not talking about the stressed-out mind. We're not talking about the overzealous mind. We're talking about the open mind that allows the chi to flow, but it gently guides it. It's like you're on this boat, and you're in the water, and you're heading somewhere, and the wind is carrying you. The wind is like the chi. And your job is to gently guide that boat with the rudder. But you wouldn't be yanking on the rudder and pulling it all over and trying to get here and there. You're in tune with the rhythms of the water and the rhythms of the wind and the boat itself. Your body is that boat, and your mind is what's controlling the anchor, or I'm sorry, not the anchor, the rudder. But it's a very gentle process and very in tune. And so as you're feeling the chi filling up and flowing through you, you get to co-create. You get to become a part of it and direct it. And that's where this gets really magical for me. I know that when I'm standing in the last posture, Peter, right before we do calming the chi, we're doing the waterfall. And that moves into a standing meditation. And we show that in the program. And we're standing and standing, and we're just allowing that water, if you will, to wash us clean, to cleanse. And then I really do feel like it's filling up from the bottom of my feet all the way through my body, like you were pouring water in a glass. And as the tide rises, if you will, the arms naturally float up by themselves. You don't even have to do anything. So give yourselves a little time in the cleansing the waterfall phase, everyone, and you'll just notice, oh my goodness, my hands are floating up. And this is now where we start to move and direct the arms like the rudder, and we're going to direct them up and out and in a circle. And now that circle is very interesting. So, Peter, let's talk a little bit about that. We're breathing in. We're allowing the arms to float. We're bringing them all the way up to that point. And you can, you know, explain to us why we go to that point. And then they float down, and we teach everyone to say, calm down. What's going on?
Well, first of all, whenever we give ourselves a self-affirmation, the body responds. The body knows on a subconscious level, you know what that message means when you say calm down, calming down, calming down. Well, your subconscious mind accepts that, and it instructs the superconscious. It instructs the direction of the chi, and the chi then calms down. Your whole energy level becomes very tranquil. It's a very sedating effect the minute you say that. So it's very, very important to say that. Now, even if you said it without vocalizing it, well, we do vocalize it, but if you just said it in your mind's eye, and that alone is enough to trigger that calming. So it's a very, very beautiful calming effect. And just remember how powerful, how incredibly powerful your words and your thoughts are. And when there are no other conflicting thoughts or competing thoughts, then the chi flows very, very smoothly, very, very powerfully, very, very calming. It's cleansing, and then we'll go, of course, into an accumulation stage. But very, very pleasant place to be. This is a place a lot of people, when they get to this part of the program, they said, "Ooh, I can't wait to do the. I can't wait until my time to do my Qigong comes." And they really look forward to it. And you start doing this, and the years pass, and you've been doing it for years and years, and saying, "Wow, wow."
It's got to be the fastest way that I know of to clear the stress out of the body and settle the mind back down inside the body where that unity belongs. Because we get top-heavy. We get caught up in the mental activities of the day, which that's great. We want to engage the mind and thrive and feel challenged. But it's very important that we're always keeping that connection between the mind and body. And so that phase that we've just discussed, the squeezing, the releasing, all that cleansing of the chi and now moving into the calming, is where we are getting the stress response to turn off and elicit the relaxation response. So I hope that the imagery of the waterfall transitioning into the Tai Chi arms has helped you. Just literally feel you're being washed clean. All the debris of the day and the mental activity is being washed away. You're being refilled from your feet all the way up to the top of your head, and then you just notice your arms gently start to float on their own. That means you're filling back up with chi. The arms are floating up, and now that's you coming along, you holding on to the rudder of your boat, and you're taking that chi, and like Peter said, we're going to use the mind to direct the chi. So what do we want to do now? Well, we start to face the palms together. The two points in the very center of the hand, the Lao Gong point, they're facing each other. And your hands go down, and then they slowly go, as they go down, they go away from your body, just like Tai Chi arms, and then you bring them up, and it's like spinning the orbit, but it's the other direction. The hands go out, you face the palms together, you lift them up, 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 they get to the level of the head, and then you guide the chi down the front of the body. This really helps us now to take all that mental activity and any stress and quickly clear it away and unite ourselves back inside the physical and energy body. So, Peter, can you give us some more insights to that particular flow, the hands going out, bringing, because the chi is flowing a little bit differently now as we bring it in. What can you share with us?
One thing you'll experience, it's almost as if you're in an energy balloon. So you feel like you're encapsulated by it. One of the things that I've always noticed is that as I do this kind of movement, when your hands move from one position to the other, only your hands have moved. You feel like you've built a whole structure of energy, and you're in this cocoon of energy, which is very, very, very empowering, because you realize you start getting your first glimpses that, you know, I'm more than just a fleshly organism. I'm actually an energy body. I'm more even than that energy body. And you start getting some very, very profound glimpses into what you truly are, that you are, in essence, pure spirit.
Beautiful. Now, I'd love to explain a little deeper why this section, these two sections in particular, are so gosh darn important for us today in the modern, fast-paced life that many of us find ourselves leading. Some of us have made a big shift from that world, and we live up in the mountains, and that's beautiful, and we spend a lot of time in nature, and that's so, so, so beautiful. But what about for those of us that, you know, we picked this program up because it was 10 minutes. I can squeeze that into my busy life. You know, I'm running a company, or I've got a household to take care of. I'm running kids to school and this and to that. But I want to respect my body. I want to take care of my temple. I want to evolve my consciousness. I want more energy. And I saw this program and thought, gosh, I could do 10 minutes. And I've got stress, and I need to get that stress. I know stress is bad for me. Well, let's talk about why it's so important to make this a daily practice, make it almost like your ritual or your routine, that you just don't forsake your practice. You hold steadfast to this 10 minutes, because if we don't, stress destroys our health. It depletes our energy, and it can break up our body. It can break up our family. It can break up our business. It's a very, very destructive energy unless it's balanced regularly. What's going on, Peter? You've worked with so many people, and you've seen so many of the effects of stress. What's going on if we don't address it?
Well, you know, if we don't address it, the hormones that we require for our health, for our youthfulness, and for our energy levels are not being secreted. Give you a good example of this. Whenever we start secreting cortisol, which is a stress hormone, and actually any of the stress hormones, when those stress hormones are being secreted, one hormone in particular, very noticeably, DHEA, is not being secreted. You cannot secrete both at the same time. Now, DHEA has been identified as being a youth hormone. In other words, that's what keeps your skin so silky, your eyes lustrous and sparkling. It keeps you flexible. It regulates a lot of the other hormones in your body. So whenever that major hormone is deficient and the stress hormone is taking over, well, what starts happening is that the mind starts getting cloudy. If you've ever noticed a person who's been up on stage, even, let's say, as a child and doing a recital, and all of a sudden draws a blank, well, that's because of the overabundant calcium that's released in the brain and the cerebral cortex that basically fogs our memory systems. And we well know how when a person is very stressed out, they might be in traffic and all of a sudden they get confused as to which way to go, or stop, go, turn, left, right. What am I doing? Where am I going? Well, when we learn to calm these things down, we no longer have that knee-jerk reaction to things. Our solar plexus isn't turned upside down and inside out. We don't feel that knot in our stomach any longer. And it allows our heart to calm and allows us to be more heart-based in everything that we do. And if you're more heart-based, you're going to be more effective, because the more you're coming out of your heart, the less stress is going to affect you. And I realize the busy lives that people lead, it's amazing that we do as well as we do. But this is why we designed the Qigong in the way that we did, to help you in the shortest period of time to get a reprieve from stress and to then allow the energy levels to really soar and for you to come out of the heart, out of the heart-based behavior.
Yeah, I love it, because Qigong is about coming from the heart center and taking the chi and the energy and doing more beauty in the world. And so if we can clear that stress and get the heart reactivated and energized, we just feel so tapped in. We got an email the other day, Peter, from our friend John Asraf. Yeah, he sent us some information that he said share this with your friends. So our other friend sent this to John. His name is Mark Waldman. And Mark Waldman is an incredible scientist, researcher, who works with people like Dr. Daniel Amen and Andrew Newberg. He co-authored a book with Andrew Newberg. And he sent the following. He said, there are three new studies that show how specific positive words coupled with relaxation, Qigong, and other styles of meditation can turn on or off gene expression that controls the stress neurochemicals. Now, this is a really big deal, he says. DNA structure doesn't change, but DNA is like a switch that we can consciously control. And isn't that amazing that with something like Qigong, we can affect gene expression that controls the stress neurochemicals? We have that much control. So when you're talking, Peter, about how the mind directs the chi, well, the mind controls a whole lot here, especially if we use specific words, as Mark's saying, and I think also specific images. Now, I know other work, such as Bruce Lipton, Biology of Belief. Bruce says that the data of all of life is encoded inside the pictures in our mind. And that's one of the other things that I love about Qigong, is it can be so visual. Whether your eyes are open and you're in nature and you're just taking in the beauty, or you close your eyes and you allow yourself to see and feel energy flowing. I just thought it was fabulous that they sent that over.
Oh, that is very, very interesting. Because we really know how much that we can change even the neural structure by the thoughts that we choose to entertain. And that whole new science of neural plasticity, understanding that we change the brain. We change the brain with our thoughts. And how we visualize things, which we do a lot of that in Qigong, that visualization, the visualization that you're getting younger, more youthful, more energized, that in itself has a very, very powerful effect. I remember a story I came on to one time a number of years ago. It was one Qigong master was practicing in the park, and he was doing a one-legged stand. He was standing on one leg. And unbeknownst to him, a very, very powerful master was there in the crowd of people that had gathered around watching. And the old man came up and went up to the younger master, and he felt his calf with his hand. And after the younger man stopped, the old master said, "Let me show you something." And he got into the same position. This is standing like a crane. And he stood there, and he said, "Feel my calf. Feel the muscles in my leg." And the younger master did. And he said, "That's amazing. That's amazing. How did you do that? How did you make the muscles in your leg so soft they didn't even contract?" And he says, "Ah, that's the secret. It's the flow of the chi." And he says, "As you practice, you relax more and more. And the more you relax, the less need there is for muscular contraction. You really become the master over your muscles by learning how to consciously relax them." And this is what happens in this Qigong practice. When we calm the qi, our calming of the qi is so calming that the movement itself, even the stance, as you go on, you'll find that the muscles no longer tense up. You can be with your knees bent, and you say, "Well, okay, that's, you know, like doing a squat. That should make my muscles, you know, really contract them." Well, there comes a time when they don't contract like that, because the body is held up by the energy. And the muscles are there, they serve a purpose, but now they're no longer needed for that. They can be then utilized for extraordinary feats of strength, because you don't need them for normal things. That's the power of Qigong.
That's such an important point as well, is that we really truly relax, like you're saying, Peter, and we use the mind to help facilitate that state of relaxation. I think it's a state of relaxation that very few people come to experience, because they never recalibrate their system. They're always running on a specific, you know, temperature or rhythm or speed, and they never take the time to check in and go, "How's my body doing? How's my breathing? You know, how's my flexibility? How am I doing when I bend my knees?" Or, you know, depending on your condition. I know we have some practitioners with us that are actually doing their Qigong from a wheelchair. But even still, you can still recalibrate. How are you managing the stress of life, the stress of the day, and the relaxation, as much relaxation as you can muster up within your body? Like, I'm constantly doing that. I make my students hit me. Now, this is a different kind of Qigong. It's more what we call iron shirt, but also a very relaxing type of Qigong. We call it stress inoculation, where I have, as they strike my body, I become like a sponge, and I breathe and move with it and relax. There was an interesting study and research behind people that would get in car accidents, and how they brace and tighten up right before the impact as they see it about to happen. And then they noticed that people who were under the intoxication of alcohol were oftentimes less injured by the accident, because their muscular system was more relaxed. They were intoxicated, so their brain wasn't reacting to stress in the same way. And there's even a style of Kung Fu called the Drunken Monkey, which represents moving your body in this really relaxed, fluid kind of way, where the muscles are, like Peter's talking about, that master is able to breathe the relaxation into every cell. Think about that when you're doing your practice, especially this move that we're talking about right now, which is the palms are facing. As the palms are facing and you're bringing the hands up, and you're bringing them up to your head, if you can stand and do the practice, allow yourself to sink lower and lower and lower. I'm actually doing these moves with you when I talk about them on the call, and I recommend that you do them with us, because you can feel more what we're talking about as we're here. I'm bringing my hands up right now. I'm breathing out. I'm doing the one-handed Qigong move because I have the phone in the other hand. And I'm bending down, bending down, bending down. I'm feeling for what point do I get really tight and tense. And that's my recalibration point. So I'm going back again, breathing out, staying a little more relaxed this time. There's more trust in my body. I'm letting qi do more of the work and less of me doing it with my muscles. And because you said that, Peter, I actually went almost twice as far down and relax, because I brought the image into the muscles when I just did that. So thank you. Wow. That really helped me. Yeah.
You mentioned the thing about the drunken monkey kung fu. I don't know, that takes me back many, many decades here. Remember, there was a practitioner, Pauli Zink, out in San Francisco, who was probably one of the world's best at that. But the movements were basically, it's like what we're doing in, it's not exactly what we're doing here, but because a lot of the movements were on the ground, but it was, the body is simply allowed to move itself by the energy of the chi, with the least amount of muscular contraction. And so when you have the least amount of muscular contraction, and you're conscious of it, you're conscious of calming down, you're relaxed, you're in a surrendered state. And, you know, you just surrender to the energy. Your mind is totally receptive. You just, you're not distracted. You're just allowing it all to flow. It's a matter of emptying yourself, emptying the resistance. And when you practice emptying resistance, even thoughts that seem to loop in your head, they fall away also, because you have no resistance to it. It's no big deal. It's just a thought. The thoughts come, the thoughts go, and all of a sudden now you're really in the space. You're really doing the practice, and your body is flowing. It's flowing like a dance. You become. It really is a dance in that sense, and you just surrender yourself to it.
I love that we're on week 5 talking about this stuff, and we're just getting started. Think about someone who gets a black belt in the martial arts. The minimum time that should take, in my opinion, is 5 years, minimum. Possibly more like 10. But if you're all the way in, you're totally dedicated, you're coming to all the classes, you're practicing on your own, you're practicing in your mind during the day, you're thinking about the moves, you're dreaming about the moves, you're talking to friends about martial arts, you know, you're all in, you can do it much faster. And it's the same thing with this Qigong. When you guys show up for these calls, you're on your black belt journey to mastering this art. I mean, you're talking to two guys that they dedicated their life to that kind of a path. It's called Budo. So I get so excited when we do these calls, because it's like, this is the information that you need to own this, to really become a true Qigong practitioner, not someone who just bought a course, went through it a few times, was like, that was interesting, what's next? What can I go and buy now? Like, wait a minute. We don't need a whole bunch more stuff. I mean, that's great to do other things, and there's other programs and course. But, like, Qigong, if you just dive deeper and go for some of this stuff that's being brought up in these conversations, you've got more than enough information here to get to a whole nother level. Especially, we're doing it every week, right? Because I look at my students here locally in Austin, and I say to them, say it to you guys straight up the same way, I have to. I say, guys, you're not going to get a black belt if you just show up 2 times a week. I'm sorry, it's not possible. If, however, you practice on your own consistently, and you do the stuff that we're talking about, and you take notes, and you learn to improve on everything that you're working on, you'll do it. You can do it. But you've got to be consistent. You've got to show up. So I love that you guys show up for these calls, or that you listen to them later. Now the next thing is, don't let this just be a nice poetry session. Like, oh, that was so cool. Peter and Tristan talked about all this neat stuff this week. And how does that benefit you? Maybe it inspires you to keep going. But what if we weren't here? Now you've got this program, and you're on your own, and you're like Peter up in the mountains, okay? Are you going to go and practice for 29 years or 5 years and get your black belt in this by yourself? Well, maybe not, and that's why we're here to inspire you. But we cannot do it for you. My karate teacher always used to say that to me. Look, I can't get in your body and do it for you. I love you, and if I could, I still wouldn't, because you've got to do this yourself, you got to practice, and you got to listen to the stuff that we're talking about in class and make it your own. So that was what I call a shot of sensei. But I hope that that reaches you, because I'm sitting here listening to Peter and I'm like, oh, thank you for saying that. Oh, thank you so much. I needed to hear that. That's the reminder. Will asked a question in the academy the other day. He said, I'm trying really hard to come up with a question. I'm like, oh, well, that's an art right there. Having a question, that means that you have to really dive in to what you're passionate about, what you want to know more about. You can't sleep because you're so like, I need to know, who can I talk to about this that really understands, because it's something that I love. If you don't absolutely love this, you're only going to take it so far. But if you love your health and your vitality and you want to go to the next level, then you're going to have a gazillion questions. You're going to be like, oh my God, how do I get to the next level, right? So I'm going to turn this back over to Peter, because I'm just going to occupy all the time here. Shut me up, Peter. Shut me up.
You know, Tristan, some of the things that take place, as you well know, are far beyond what we term our normal physical experience. And the other day I was investigating some material about a very spiritual being who supposedly was 250 years of age. And he had very few students, but the students he did have, their parents and grandparents and great-grandparents before them had all come to study with the same master. And what struck me about that was that this guy was still alive. He was still alive. Now, no one really knows how old he was. You know, in actuality, and really, you know, with that kind of longevity, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. But the fact that numerous generations, the people who knew him from as a child and watched that this master didn't change. His physical body didn't change. It didn't get old and decrepit. Now, is that possible for us? I don't know. It all depends on how dedicated we are to the path. And, you know, the old saying about drilling for water, you know, how far do I have to go? Well, you have to go as far as the water is. Well, how far is that? Well, that's as deep as you drill. That's how deep you have to drill. Some of us drill much deeper. But you don't pull the bit out and start a new hole a few feet away. You just keep going down that one hole. Just keep going deeper and deeper. Well, when, Master, when? Just go a little deeper. How far? As far as it takes. How far is that? Well, you know when you hit water. And that's what the practice is. Are you willing to dedicate yourself to doing that? Well, if you are, and that's a question only your heart can answer, if you actually are, then the depth to which you can take this practice is one thing I can promise you is beyond anything you ever expected it to be. This is not just a little funny, pleasant dance that makes you feel nice and calm in the evenings. It's much, much more than that. It's a path. It's a path to a much deeper and greater level of being. That much we can promise you.
And that's the reason that I get so impassioned by a moment. Like, this is week 5 in this particular sharing that we're doing. So the only people that are on week 5 that are here right now listening are the people who mean business, right? You know who you are. You showed up because you want to go further. Your bit is still in the ground drilling. That is awesome. Now we're throwing a little bit of oil and water on that to keep that bit still spinning so that you keep drilling. And Peter nailed it. I mean, you got to go as far as you got to go. But there's a treasure in there. There's a treasure in you that will blow you away. You will, everything that you ever read, everything that you ever heard that you thought, that sounds amazing, not sure if it's true, but I'm willing to investigate. Oh, my God, is that even possible? I don't know. You're going to have one of those jaw-dropping moments if you keep drilling. And you maybe have already had one, and that's why you're still drilling. And it's going to happen again and again and again because there are so many levels of depth or height, however you want to look at it, that keep you so engaged, so in love with the practice. That has absolutely got to be the reason that a guy like Peter is still on this path. Otherwise, it would be just pure discipline. And have you ever met people that they're very disciplined, but they're so freaking boring? You know what I mean? They're just like, yeah, this is what I do. Yeah, I'm very dedicated, blah, blah, blah. But there's no, like, joy and dance in their eyes. Well, that means they didn't ever tap it. They're just totally in a rut that they don't know how to get out. That's not Peter. I shared with you last week about Peter skipping and dancing through the forest in the middle of the fire, okay? I mean, that's the love taking over. And we want you skipping and dancing in the middle of your fire of your life. I'm, like, freaking turned on by this stuff, and that's why we're doing this. And that's why we're here with you every single Sunday.
Well, you know, I turned down a coaching offer, and this was just a few months back, and I told you about it because I said, you know, I just don't have that time slot to devote to it, and I was offered for 6 weeks, $5,000 per person to do a group of people, which, you know, added up that been a sizable amount of money. I turned that down, but I do this call for nothing. It's because it's what Tristan and I have a passion for, and you know, I set this time aside to be here. And, you know, I could have set this, not done this, set the time aside to do something for, you know, a big financial reward. But that's not the point. The point is about energy. It's about, you know, it's about watering the seeds and plant and tending the garden. There's nothing more joyous than planting a seed in someone's heart and watching that seed mature and flower. I mean, that's the ultimate reason we're all here. We're here to grow and to bear fruit, to flower and bear fruit. And when we bear fruit, well, what do we do with it? Well, we give the fruit. I mean, it doesn't matter who tastes the fruit. Our job is to bear fruit in our lives. Maybe people that like the fruit, maybe people that don't like the fruit. It really doesn't make a bit of difference. You know, that's what a tree does. A fruit tree bears fruit. It doesn't care what animals come to eat the fruit. It knows that it has that energy inside of it, that it has to do only one thing. It has to pull the energy up, take it out to the branches, out to the leaves, out to the ends, and allow flowers to develop, and the fragrance fill the air, and then the flowers become fruit, and the fruit feeds everybody vibrationally that comes to the tree. And that's what we've planted. We're planting a garden here, an orchard of beautiful fruit trees, and we're considering that you are here because that's what you want. You want to bear fruit. You want to flower. You want to reach your highest potential. I know that's speaking for Tristan and myself. That's why we're here. We can do nothing but share this.
Yeah, there's no other. And we're here because you guys are part of this garden. And really, that's not just a nice little thing to say. I'm here because Douglas is here. Because Douglas is like, hey, man, this is what's been going on in my life. I'm up against this particular challenge. I love what you guys are doing, and I want to be a part of this. I'm all in, Doug, right? I'm here because Gwen's here, because Gwen came on and became a part of this journey. It's been probably 2 or 3 years now, and Gwen shows up week after week after week. I'm here because Gwen's here. I'm here because Pamela's here, because Pamela flew all the way from Switzerland to train here, all in for a week, even if she has struggles being far away and misses that physical connection. I'm here for her. I'm here for Agnes and Klaus, because they're just these beautiful, brilliant beings that are so supportive of this work. I'm here for Maureen, who I met, who broke a board at John Assaraf's with, you know, she's in her 80s, I believe, and she broke the board and looked at me like she couldn't believe that she did it, and hugged me and just said, you know, she, oh, my God, I feel strong again, right? I'm here for Ava, who has lost her vision recently and can't do the things that she used to be able to do. And I'm on the phone with Ava this week, you know, sharing with her these techniques and how to use them specifically for healing. Peter is here in the same capacity. We're here for people. We're here for you. And that's why I'm so, like, blasting this week, week 5, because I want everyone to keep going. I want you to keep going deeper with us. And we want to connect with you physically soon. We're working on that. And we just, like Peter said, it's a family. We're here for that. We've got the next and final phase in calming the chi, which is the oak tree, or pushing the wall. As the arms have been floating up and down with the palms facing, and really anchoring yourself down inside the body using the visualization and the calming words that we've talked about, now you're grounded, and you're testing a grounded feeling. As you're pushing your arms through the wall or up against the oak tree, there's something that you start to feel running up through your forearms. You can sense that. I know some of you already feel that. Peter, you and I had a big old smile on our face when we were doing this for the camera. Tell us what we're feeling. What's going on here?
All of a sudden, you get a glimpse into your own strength. And it's a universal strength. It's the force of life, and it is so powerful, so incredible, that you know, you have a glimpse into being invincible, and this rooted position too. You're feeling energy coming up the bottoms of your feet. It's like you are a tree, like you've rooted yourself as a tree. And I guess, you know, part of this practice is really very hard to describe in adjectives, because it's transforming. It transforms you.
Mm. Well, so that's that final move in this session, or in this section. You push through, you feel the chi buzz going through the forearms, and then you turn your hands into the meditation posture, where palms are facing towards heart center, and we really were connecting about this is about the heart, right? So you've cleansed the stress, and you return yourself to heart center, and you just feel all that love filling you up, and you hold this posture as long as you'd like. In the power session, we've set the whole thing up so that it only takes 10 minutes, but some people like to extend these standing meditations for a longer period of time. We encourage you to do that if you have the time. And then you'll come to center for this particular week of the program. If you're still completing the full power session, then you'll move into the accumulation phase that we'll go over next week. So that completes some of the deeper insights into calming the chi. And before I open the lineup, I also want to share that there are so many of you here. I didn't say everyone's name because there's just so many of you, but I just wanted... You know, I was looking at the academy and all these faces just popped out. I just started sharing about, but you know who you are. You're part of our family, and you're here, and you're, even if you can't make the calls with us live like this, we feel you. We know you're here. Energy's real. It doesn't lie. And so thank you. Thank you for being part of this family. And I hope that we've encouraged you this week to keep on practicing. Okay, gang. Well, guess what? That concludes this week's coaching for Qigong. It's absolutely infusing our body with health, vitality, with energy, but it brings that clarity of mind where we're tapped in, and things just start happening and flowing. So this completed week five of breaking down, calming the chi in Qigong. So you've got all the other sessions where Peter and I broke down every single step. So we've got 1 week left. That next week, we're going into accumulating the chi, a very important week to help you get even deeper rest and relaxation and charged during the night while you sleep. Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want to wake up in the morning going, oh my gosh, I've got so much energy? That's what's supposed to happen, by the way, when you sleep. So if you're not feeling that way, something's askew, and we will help set you straight. So, Peter, as always, it's a total blast and a privilege.
Oh, but I feel that way with immense gratitude, Tristan, just to be able to be here with you and work with you on this. It's a real privilege. Thank you.
Thank you. And I hope you guys were cool with what I call the shot of sensei. I get very excited sometimes, and my students look at me with big open eyes like, uh-oh, here we go. And then afterwards, they're like, you know what, thank you so much for sharing that because I needed to hear that. Or nobody else really gives me that push, and I want to be held accountable, and I want to go further, and you're one of the people that takes a chance to do that. And so that's why I keep doing it. And so I hope that served you well today. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you dialed in late, go ahead and listen to this whole call later because I think it'll really get you fired up for even more Qigong and taking everything further. Much, much love. Big hugs all around. We'll see you guys next Sunday. Don't miss it. It's week six. We're going through accumulating the chi. Practice, 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 and you will master this art. Domo arigato. Bye now.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.